Kumulan and Ablat Gemara, we're continuing the discussion of how we know that chametz and sher haniskel, both of those, not only is it forbidden to eat them, it also is forbidden to have any pleasure from them whatsoever. So we had a discussion where a student came over and told Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, over in the name of Shimon Levi, that where does he learn that chametz is forbidden to have hanah? He doesn't learn from Lo Ya'achol, because he holds that Lo Ya'achol, Shmuel Levi holds Lo Ya'achol is only limited to eating, not like Chizki and Abavu, that says it also includes having pleasure. Then he said, okay, so learn from Nevela, where Rabbi Yehuda learns from, but the Torah had to allow you to sell Nevela to a Goy, which means everything else that the Torah forbids, you not have any pleasure or sell it to anybody. So he said, no, he learns like Rabbi Yehuda, the purpose of that pasuk is to tell you that you gift it to a Ger and you sell it to a Goy. So then he said, fine, what about where Rabbi Yehuda learns this very concept from like Kelev Tashlichon Oysoi, treif you should throw to a dog, and says, Oysoi, this you throw to a dog, you're allowed to have pleasure from. But other things like chametz and sher haniskel, you're not allowed to have any pleasure from. He disagrees with that drosha as well, because he says, I need that pasuk it and not chulin that was slaughtered inside the base of Migdash, and he holds it's mahatera. So where do we learn from? So we brought the pasuk, it says that every... He brought from the pasuk that every chatas that you bring from its blood inside the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says that if you bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, you should not eat it and burn it in the fire. Now, what do you have to say, burn it in the fire, if you don't need it for itself? Because we already know from Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw that they didn't eat, when by Aaron, when Nadavia passed away, and they didn't eat it and they burnt it, he asked him, why did you burn it? Did you bring it in? So we already know that. So we already know it has to be burnt. Why does the Torah say it has to be burnt? To tell you that all other isurim, which is chametz and sher haniskel, you have to also, you're not allowed to eat it. And since we know you're not allowed to eat chametz and sher haniskel, what's it trying to tell you? You shouldn't have any benefit from it. So if you can learn it from there already, so maybe you should burn it, just like by a chatas, the blood of a chatas you bring inside the base. So maybe you should burn it. Maybe you should burn the chametz and sher haniskel. And not everyone agrees you have to burn chametz, other than Rabbi Yehuda. So we answer, because it says in the pasuk, Ba'kodesh be'esh tesaref, that only Ba'kodesh you burn, other things you don't burn. So we're up to here, about five lines from the top. So you're telling me you learn from Ba'kodesh be'esh tesaref, you should burn it inside the base of Migdash. That's only referring to teach you, but chametz and other things you don't have to burn at all. Says the Gemara, but we need that pasuk for something else. So if you're going to learn from karma chatzah, the blood you brought inside, then you should also have to burn the sher haniskel and the chametz for everybody. Because the haiba kodesh be'esh tesaref, l'hochi das, that's what it comes for. Haiba boile, we're six lines on the top of the page. We need it, l'ked Rab Shimon, the time of Shimon, Rab Shimon said, it says in the pasuk, ba'kodesh, it says that ba'kodesh you should not eat, be'esh tesaref, if you brought the blood inside. Ba'kodesh in the holy, don't eat and burn in the fire. Limit teaches you on chatzah, she'sorfin oisa ba'kodesh. If you have a karma chatas that became possible, then where do you burn it? You burn it inside the Beis HaMikdash itself. We only know karma chatas that became disqualified. Psule kotche kotchim. What about other karbonis that became disqualified? For example, karbon oile or something like that became tummy, for example, or the blood spilled out. Or a mincha that you did not roast its kmitzah, the part that you took off with your fingers. Or a mudi kachim kalim, the fats of a kachim kalim that became tummy. And all of these have to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. A shlomim itself can be burnt anywhere where it can be eaten, that's an entire Yerushalayim. So minahar, you know, Talmud Lomer says, ba'kodesh be'esh tesaref. So we use the words ba'kodesh be'esh tesaref to equate all karbanas to karma chatas. Nothing to do to teach you chametz and nizgol, don't get burnt. Amalei, so we're back to square one. How do you know, according to Shuba Levi, that chametz on Pesach is forbidden to have any pleasure? Because Shmuel ben Achmeni was asking all of these questions. So the student said to him, you should know that your own teacher, Shmuel ben Achmeni's teacher, Rabbi Enison, he learned it from the following pasuk. It says in the pasuk, if you have a carbon and you have some left over, if you have left over from the flesh of the meluyim when you dedicate the Beis HaMikdash, or min halechem from the bread ad habayker to the morning, it said you should burn it in the fire, do not eat. You don't have to tell me that you shouldn't eat, because you know that already. that you're not allowed to eat noise. Umatam lechem I say that you need. Im ein in legufa, since you don't need it for eating. The haksiva saraftas anoise, it says right in the pasuk you should burn the noise, but eish in fire. You should burn the leftovers in fire. To know in the shalashim teres. Talking about other Isurian in the Torah, which is chametz and shor hanisko. V'imeini inyan la'achila, and if it's not coming to tell you not to eat, because we already know you're not allowed to eat by chametz and shor hanisko, to know in lisa no, you don't have any pleasure. If you're learning from noises, no, you tell me by noises. I don't have to tell me you don't have to eat, because the moment you tell me you have to burn it, obviously you cannot eat it. Otherwise, why burn it? Just eat it. So why does it have to say don't eat? To tell you that other Yisurim don't eat. But we know you're not allowed to eat chametz or sharon. This means you shouldn't have any pleasure. No, but if you're learning from Yisurim, maybe show us a burn in the fire. Ima kan b'sreifa, over here it's by burning. Af kol Yisurim shebetayda b'sreifa. So too, all Yisurim in the Torah should be via burning. You should burn, maybe we should also burn Sharnisko. It says in the Pasuk, you should burn the Noiser. What do you mean you should burn the Noiser? Why does it have to emphasize the Noiser? Noiser is safer, only this gets burned, but not Chametz and not Sharnisko. Says the Gemara, again, even Sarashumar Nachman said, I'm not happy with my teachers in Russia. Because you want to know why Leya Ochel by Noiser is redundant. If you're burning it, of course you're not allowed to eat it. Is that what it's for? To teach you Chametz or Nisko. I'm a boy like Rabbi Loza, we need for something else altogether. What Rabbi Loza said. What did Rabbi Loza say? Rabbi Loza said, Lo ye'ochel, do not eat it. Ki kodeshu, you should not eat any leftover of the bread because it's holy, of the carbon holy. So we learn from there, kol shebim, to tell you the kol shebim kodesh puzzle, that anything which is puzzle, disqualified of kachim, is boha kosav litin loy sas al chilasi. The Torah would only said burn it. It would be a positive mitzvah. You have to burn it. By adding also loy ochel becomes a negative mitzvah as well, which means you'll get lashes. If all we had was burn it, you wouldn't get any lashes if you violated this mitzvah. So we need the pasuk loy ochel regarding leftover carbon, that you should know that if you eat it, you are going to get lashes. So it's needed for itself. Let's go back to the original pasuk that we said, where we said he brought the blood of the chatas inside. But you wanted to know why he has to say you have to burn it. We know already you have to burn it, because we know from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu scolding Aaron's children for what they did. So we see from there, he said, well, it wasn't disqualified, why did you burn it? So in other words, but disqualified, what have to be burned? And the way you learned was, H just sort of was extra. And we said, no, it isn't, because we needed to equate all other possible kabbanas to karma chatas, that blood that would run inside. I'll learn the same possible, but the other way around. You don't need, you don't eat. Lichter be'eshes, so let only say burn by fire. Obviously, then you're not allowed to eat it. You don't need them to tell me not to eat it. If you have to burn, obviously you don't have to eat it. What do you need it for? You want to get a lav for eating. We already know from Rabbi Loza's drasha that all karbonis, which are disqualified, you get an aver for. It says, lo yechol by noise. My time in le'seichol. Why say le'seichol when you brought it? Sorry? Why does it say Lesechel when you brought it inside? Im eina inyan legufay, if it does not work for itself, the nafkalei med rabbi lozer, if it does not work for itself, because we learn away from lozer that you get a lav, so you don't need it to tell me don't eat. We already know from Rabbi Loza's din that says Lesechel by Noisa that every disqualified carbon you get malchus for, through inyan, lechol yisuna shebetayda. So therefore say, so we don't need to have Rabbi Loza, then t'no inya l'chol isurin shebet Torah. Let's say that all isurin Torah, which is chametz and nisko, you're not allowed to eat. V'imeni l'chila, you don't have to tell me you have to eat. Torah says, clearly you're not allowed to eat chametz. T'no inya l'chila, no. Therefore we know it's for my pleasure. The same question as before. Igma kan b'sreifa av kol isurin shebet Torah b'sreifa. Over here it says you should burn it, so maybe any isurin the Torah we should burn. Amakro ha noise, burn the noise. What's the extra the article the? Only noise gets burned, nothing else. That's what Abaye says, where we learn, according to Beshur Malevi, that Chomez and Sharanisko, this is what Abaye says, according to Beshur Malevi, where you learn out that Chomez and Nisko are forbidden. Why don't you say, no, you want to say that it's extra, because we already know that you get Malkus from the Pasuk by Noiser, because it says they don't need that we compare all Kabbanas. We have a general rule that any Avera that's all-encompassing, you don't get lashes for. It's called a Lav Shebechlalos. If it includes too many other Avedas, it's just more a warning than for punishment. So we need then the Pasuk by the blood brought inside, don't eat it, to give you. So we need the Pasuk by bringing blood inside and not to eat it, because you get Malkus. But even Rabbi Lazar ain't liking Lash Bechlolos, therefore we need, again, there's nothing extra. So where do you know Chametz and Nisko? Elav Papa Mahocha from here. It says in Pasuk, Bahabasa in the flesh, Asha Yiga Bechol Tamei, the meat of a carbon that comes in contact with anything that's Tamei, Lo Ye Ochel. You should not eat it, but Eishi Sadif, you should burn it in a fire. She ain't Tamei Lo Ye Ochel. Here you do not need to tell me don't eat it. Ma Tamei Lo Ye Ochel. Why do you have to tell me don't eat it? If you don't eat it for itself, why don't you eat it for itself? That if something becomes tummy, why don't you need it for itself if a carbon becomes tummy? That you shouldn't eat from the carbon. You know why you don't eat for yourself? Because we have a kavuchemer, we already know, from maiser. Kavuchemer me maiser hakal. We have a kavuchemer from maiser, which is much more lenient than kachim. What do we know about maiser? Umma maiser hakal, the lenient maiser. Umra Toyota says, Lebiarti mi menu bitome, I did not destroy it. I did not destroy it after it became tame. So we see that if you become tame, you cannot eat from the maiser. So he's saying, I didn't become tummy. Is basa kodesh karbonis? Karbonis, which is chomer, which is so much stricter. Karbonis, which is so much stricter. Like koshkein, surely that you're not allowed to eat the burner. What do you have to tell me that? What do you need it for? The chi tamei, you can tell me, ein mazim, and then you cannot learn from a kavuchemer, because we have a rule, you cannot warn, teach me a new avera from a kavuchemer. Even though kavuchemers normally work, but you cannot use it for a warning for an avera. So he says it's not a kavuchemer, in fact, it's a hekeshu, it's a hekesh. The chesiv, it says in the same pasuk, lo yisuchal lechel b'sherecha, that you shouldn't eat in your gates, ma'ase digoncha, ma'ase, tiroish chesrecha, so it talks about ma'ase, and then it says, v'choyle b'karcha, it talks about kabbanas. So we see that kabbanas are similar to ma'ase, just like over there. We see that kabbanas are similar to ma'ase. Just like over there, you're not allowed to have ma'ase, you're not allowed to eat tummy here too, you're not allowed to eat tummy. Ma tamer lema, what does it mean when it says loy yecho? You should need it. Imein legufa, you don't need it for kachim that are tame. You don't need it because you learn from maaser. Tenorin lechol shabatayr. It's talking about chametz hasher nizkol. Imein lechil, you don't need to tell me. Don't eat. Tenorin lahan for pleasure. I ima kan besef over here. What do you do with a carbon that became tame? You burn it. Af kol yisurin shabatayr besef. You should burn it as well. On makro, it says go back to the pasuk. Han noiser. Only the noiser gets burned. Hanoiser b'sreifa, only noiser or similar things which the Torah writes. Ain't called the same Torah b'sreifa. All other isurin, even though they're forbidden, you don't have to burn it. Says the Gemara, the aim of why don't we say lav lo b'shnei lav? Why don't we say that the reason why it says over here lo yoichel by kachim? True, you can learn from Maaser, but it also says it by kachim. The Ratame to tell you, you get two punishments. You get twice malchus. We have sometimes you get twice lashes, two averis. Why don't we just say? Why don't we just say it says twice the love to give you twice lashes? It says Gemara, me omer abaye, love me omer abaye, then abaye say, oh, chapitu. Gemara is proving that sometimes for one aveda you can get more than one time lashes. You can do, when you do one activity, you can be over more than one aveda. For example, abaye said, oh, chapitu, if you ate a little sheretz, some kind of a sheretz. That's from the water, like arba, you'll get four times lashes. First of all, you get four lashes. First of all, you get lashes for sheret from the water, and that's in Chumash Vayikra, and one in Dvarim, and then there's two lavin written in Vayikra regarding generally creepy things. It says, L'shesakcho, it's not shesechem, you should not ever lay tamu. So you have four avedas. What about if it's a namola? What about if it's a little ant? Then, like a chomish, you get five lashes. Why? Because you have the two, the general one, plus crawling on the ground, you get three lashes. And what about tzira, if it happens to be like a bee or one of those in that family, like a sheish, or a wasp, you get, what happens if it's a, What happens, a bee or a wasp? You get six malchus. Six times malchus. So therefore, we see you can get more than one lav, one more set of malchus for the same aveda. So why can't it be? We learn from Maisa that if you eat kachim that are tumma, you get lashes, and then Taylor says clearly by kachim tumma you get lashes. I tell you, you get twice, two sets of malchus. How do you know it's extra? Amalei, he says to him, you know why? This is the general rule. Kol heicha the ikal midrash dashin. We don't automatically assume you get twice lashes. That's a big chiddush. So if we can learn it any other way and say it's not extra at all and we need it for something else, the lemakmin and belavi say, I'd rather say that this pasuk is talking about another subject altogether which has nothing to do with this pasuk. At least I use the extra lav rather than saying you can get lashes twice. I'd rather say that the pasuk has something to do with something else altogether than giving lashes twice. The lemak minim balavi said, won't give you this extra love. Says the Gemara, "Habasar asher yiga bechol tamei." Now that you mentioned that pasuk, let's analyze the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "V'habasar and the flesh that comes in contact with anything tamei do not eat, burn it in the fire." Then it says again at the end of the pasuk, "And the meat only a Torah person should eat it." Now, you shouldn't eat it. The prefix and comes to the conjunction of add, comes to add something. What's it coming to add? So what it says, l'rabba is etzim, to include not only a carbon, but also the wood being used on the mizbeach, and also the levoina incense, which is not included in flesh. It's not actually an edible product. It also becomes tamei, even though it's not food. Okay, that's a viha. The end of the pasuk says, kol toir, anybody is toir, should eat meat. Only a toir can eat meat. Say for lumbly, what is that coming to teach you? The whole word v'habas is extra. Let's just say, kol toir, yechol basa. Let's just say that a person who is toy should eat the meat. Why is the first word? It says like this. It says in the pasuk, v'habasa, and the meat, kol toy, and a person who is pure, yoichal basa, should eat the meat. So it repeats itself twice. What's this? The entire word v'habasa is extra. Lomeli, the sefer, what do you need it for? So we answer, the rabba is to come include a murin, to add that if the fats of the carbon. It's to tell you if the fats of a carbon become tamei, that the rabba says a burin to include the fats, that if it becomes tamei and a toyedik person ate it, he also did it two avedis. First of all, a kohen has no right to eat the fats of a carbon, it belongs to the mizbeach, so you're like a zor, no different than Yisrael eating a carbon, because as far as the fats are concerned, everybody is considered a stranger, plus the fact that it's tamei. So this word v'habasa, even though it leads into the part about a toyer, is actually connected to the first part of the pasuk where it talks about tummy. Says the Gemara, hosam over there. What do you call it? Tumas aguf bekaris. Over there, the beginning. So why is it written over here then? What's the idea that's being written over here? Says the Gemara, you want to learn a mudi from this pasuk? That's the question. We learn fats that if a person fats became tummy and you ate it, you get malchus. We learn from another pasuk altogether. The Tanya, we learned v'hanefesh asher teichal basar, a person that eats flesh from a person that eats flesh. From a carbon shlamim, asher l'Hashem, that's today b'shter l'rabbis as a murin, comes to include fats. We already know that tamei dege fats, you're not allowed to eat from another pasuk. So we answered, they're different. Hasam tumas aguf bekaris. They were talking about the person is tamei, and therefore you actually get karis over there. Hacha, we're talking about a habasa, the meat became tamei. Hacha tumas basa, which is only a lav. There's two different psukim. Over here we're telling you that if the fats became tamei, you get navera. There the pasuk is saying that if you were tamei and you ate the fats, you get karis. Okay, now starts a new Gemara. Rabbi Avu says, Rabbi Yechanan, kol isurin shebetayda. Any time the Tayda said, don't eat something like, for example, like treif, ain like in alein, you will not get lashes. Ella derech achilasan. Only if you ate them the normal way, the way it's meant to be eaten. Lemuti might to exclude what? Amar Rashi Rashi lemuti, for example, to exclude im ochal chaylev chay. If you ate raw fats, nobody eats raw fats. So if you ate raw fats, shepata. If you ate raw fats, you are pata. Ikadami, others say it's not only talking about eating. Amar Rabbi Bun Reichen, kol yisurin shabatayra, any aver in the Torah, ein leikin alein, you don't get lashes, ella derech hanosn. If it says the Torah, you don't have any pleasure, you don't get lashes unless you did it the normal way. Limuti might exclude what? Amar Rav Simba Rashi, limuti to exclude, she'im hiniach chelev shel shoyr hanuskel. You took fats of a shoyr hanuskel. Normally, what do you do with fats? You smear it on leather, and so on. That's the use for fats. Agabe mekos. Instead, you use it for therapeutic reasons. You put it on yourself for healing. Not something like smearing for hides or for burning, which is the normal way. Shehu potter, you're potter because not the normal use. The choshken oichel, surely if you ate something treif, not the normal way. Chelev chai, raw fats. So surely, if the second version is, he's not talking about eating, he's talking about having pleasure. That if you don't do the normal way, for example, you take the fats of a shor niskal and you put it on your wound, that you're exempt. And surely, oichel chelev chai, if you ate treif fats, raw treif fats, you're potter, it's not normal. Says the Gemara, not only you're right, I'll corroborate this point. Eat one now, we also learned, Omer Abacha Barad, Omer Abacha, Mechon, Hiniya chelev shor niskal. If you took fats of an animal that was stoned, it should be stoned. Al gabe makase, and put it on your wound. Potter, you are potter. Why? If you should call it sunish of a Torah, any aver in the Torah ain't lakenly, you don't get lashes on them. El derechanasan, only if you did it the normal way. And, okay, so that's how we know that, you know, certain things, like, let's say, medicines you have to take, which are treif and so on, if you do it that normal way, you wrap it in a tissue or something, that you are exempt. Amar Bzeid, it says, afanan, I'll prove it to you as well. We learned, ain. Seifkin, that you do not get. We learned ain. Seifkin, you do not get lashes. I'm buying 40 lashes of shum orla. The first 3 years of any tree that you planted, of a sapling, you're not allowed to eat the tree. The fruits are forbidden. If you ate it, you will get lashes. You will not get lashes ella only if you drank the juice of a yitzim and a zaysim, that which comes out of olives, umin anovim, from grapes, because that's what those fruits have been. It's the main, I guess, part of that fruit is the juice. The ilum metusim, but from berries to anim, figs, and money, pomegranates, which the main thing is to eat it. That's its primary use, not the juice. Loi, if you drank the juice, you don't get lashes. My timer, what possible logic is it? Love, isn't it? Mishum de lekoch, the chanos, it's not a normal way. The normal way is for those things you eat, not to drink the juice. They didn't have pomegranate juice in those days. Omle baiz la baibish, le baiz, nah. He rejects it. It would have been a good proof if you would have talked about the fruit itself. For example, you did not eat the fruit the normal way. Let's say you cooked nuts, which is not normal, or peaches. And was, let's say, in those days, it was not the normal way of doing it. And you tell me the like, oh, they know you need the normal way. And it says you're not chayiv shapit. Then you would have proved your point. Elohocha, you know why you're not chayiv? You don't get lashes for drinking these juices? Mishum dezeya ba'almahu. We considered it only perspiration. We don't consider it the fruit itself. And because it's not the main use of the fruit, we consider any liquid that comes out of it purely as like perspiration. In other words, it's not really part of the fruit. And that's why you don't get lashes. Amar Rav Zal Baya. But everyone, there are certain exceptions that sometimes, even if you don't do the normal way, you'll be liable. Because if the Torah does not use the word, do not eat, the Torah use some other expression, then I don't care how you eat it, you'll always be liable. Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees. So the Bible, everyone agrees. B'klai HaKedem, everyone agrees when it comes to Klai HaKedem is when you mix other seeds together with grapes of the vine. And the Torah says that we know anything new that grows becomes forbidden. You shouldn't have any pleasure and you have to burn it. So everyone agrees, since it does not say anywhere in the Pasuk, do not eat it, it says pen tikish amaleya. That's all it says. You can all grow. And it says pen, which is an avera, is like in a lane. You will get lashes. If you eat it, consume it not the normal way. My time of wine, which is like sibu achila. There's nowhere, no reference to the word eating. So I don't care which way you consume it, you are liable. Says the Gemara. Let me ask you a question. Meisiv, I'll ask you a question. Isi ben Yehuda Oime Bisim. It says, Menayin lebasa becholav shu'asa. Nowhere does the Torah say you shouldn't eat meat and milk. It says in the Torah, don't cook it 3 times. But no one does say you shouldn't eat it. So how do you know you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav? I'll tell you why. Shunem, it says over here, when it comes to treif, it says, ki am kodesh. No, it says over here in the pasuk, give it to the nevela, the pasuk we learned previously, give it to the nevela, the carcass, and or sell it to a goy, give it to a ger, or sell it to a goy, and it says, why? Ki am kodesh ata, you are a holy nation. And immediately after that, it says, do not cook the meat after that, it says, do not cook, a kid in his mother's milk. Okay? So it says the word Kodesh when it reference to Bas v'chalav. The Nemel HaHalam, when it talks about treif, it says in the Pasuk, v'anshei Kodesh ti'li, your holy people, and any treif, don't eat it, give it to your dog. Malahalan also, so just like treif, when it says kodesh, it means you're not allowed to eat it, prohibit to eating it. Afkan also, here also means don't eat it. So all I know is you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav. And I know you're not allowed to have any pleasure whatsoever from basa b'chalav. Amrit kavuchemer, we'll make a kavuchemer. Uma orla, the first 3 years, you're not allowed to consume, nor can you have any benefit. Shaloi nev de baveda, did you do anything wrong by planting a tree? That's the normal way it is. It takes 3 years to grow. And yet, an orla, look at an orla, you did nothing wrong, and yet the trader says you're not allowed to eat it, you don't have any benefit. So bosa b'chol shnove, the trader clearly says do not cook meat and milk, and you defied the trader, and you did. Ain't it then surely shei asa banah? If you committed a sin, surely you should be asa to have benefit. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Orla has a stringency, and perhaps that's why it's forbidden. And what is that stringency? Ma'la orla shekein lahoish l'shasa koisha. It was never a moment from its creation, that from its inception, that you're allowed to eat it. The moment you plant it, the first 3 years is forbidden. So therefore, you cannot have any pleasure. The meat and milk, prior to you mixing them together, each one was edible on its own. So therefore, maybe, perhaps, if you mix them together, okay, you committed a vera, but who said you don't have any benefit from it? There was a time that was permitted. Says the Gemara, okay. You're telling me that basa b'chalav should be more lenient because there's a time it's permitted. What about chametz and Pesach? Prior to Pesach, post-Pesach is permitted, on Pesach is forbidden, and during Pesach, you don't have any pleasure from it. So we see the fact that there was a time that was permitted has no bearing on it. But your problem with Pesach, Shehoi lo Shasa Kosher, prior to Pesach it was all right, and yet, V'asa Bahana. So we see that the fact that there was a Shasa Kosher has no bearing on whether it's Asa Bahana or not, and therefore, Basa B'chalo is forbidden because you learn from Orla. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ma'alu chomes the Pesach under Kodesh. Chomes the Pesach has another stringency. You get killed if you eat chomes the Pesach. Therefore, it makes sense that you shouldn't even have pleasure. Therefore, it makes sense that you shouldn't have any pleasure. But Toimer Basa B'chala, when it comes to meat and milk, she'ena onish Kodesh, you don't get punished Kodesh. So maybe, since you don't get punished Kodesh by Basa B'chala, maybe we're more lenient and you could have pleasure. So we said, no. Klai hakerem yechichu. We go back to Klai HaKerem, which we talked about before. Klai HaKerem, when you grow something together with Kerem, over there, if you eat it, you ain't onush kares. You don't get kares, and yet v'asabanosh b'dhana. So we see that even something is forbidden to eat, even though you have there's no kares, still, you don't have any pleasure. Same thing with chametz. Same thing with basa b'chalav. Says the Gemara, that's the Braisa says. Our question on Abayi is, you Abayi said that when it comes to Klai HaKerem, there's a very big stringency. I don't care how you consume it, you're always liable. So why don't we just say, don't bring me Klai HaKerem. Klai HaKerem, no matter how you eat it, you're not liable. But Basa B'chalav, only if you eat it the normal way. So therefore, you can't learn Basa B'chalav from all of these things, and maybe Basa B'chalav should be permitted to have pleasure. The Yimisan, if you write Abayi, Nifrek, let's ask, Ma'ala Klai HaKerem, Shekein Loikli, get Malkus, officially done less, and even that normal way. So Abaye will answer back very simply. Why did I say Klai HaKerem, you're liable even if it's not the normal way? Because it does not say do not eat in the Torah. Nu Basa B'chalav also does not say do not eat. So according to my logic, by Basa B'chalav, even if you don't do the normal way, you should be liable for as well. And therefore, that's how you know Basa B'chalav is forbidden to have pleasure. We learn a Kal V'chomer from Orla. Abaye Temer, my Temer. What are we talking about? Basa B'chalav. She'ein leken olav ela derech hanosei. You think that basa b'chalav you only get lashes if you ate it the normal way? Otu b'basa b'chalav achilik sibeg. It doesn't say anywhere basa b'chalav eat. So therefore, basa b'chalav also you're not liable unless you're liable in any way. I don't care how you consumed it. The either of the kamaisler. In fact, Abayi is right. So the one who asked the question, what was he thinking? Why did he think it was a problem with basa b'chalav that the Klai HaKerem, no matter how you consume it, you're liable? Maybe basa b'chalav is the same thing. No, the Hachik Kogama Nevela, he says, we're learning Basa B'chalav, we said before, from Anche Kodesh, from by Treif. And what do we learn from Treif? Ma Nevela Derech Hanasa. Treif, you're only liable if you ate it the normal way. Af Basa B'chalav Derech Hanasa. Basa B'chalav also, you eat it only if you did the normal way, because we're learning it from Treif. And Abaye's response is, Abaye, Lahochi Lekosav Achila Begufa. You know why the Torah deliberately did not say by Basa B'chalav do not eat? Nowhere does the Torah say don't eat meat and milk. It has to reference it by, don't say cooking and all that. Laima, to teach you this very point. Shalaikin Allah Afilu Shalaikin Derech Hanase. Don't think you should learn from treif that only if you ate it the normal way. I want you to know that even if it's not the normal way, you're not liable. And only a few more lines finishes this subject, so I think we shouldn't get confused with the finish. Says the Gemara of Alifrich, okay, we can still ask a question. Malak Klaya Kedem, you want to learn from Klaya Kedem. Klaya Kedem, she came Lahoish Lashasa Kesha. The Gemara right now thinks that the seeds that you plant in the ground, when you do Klaya Kedem, they remain kosher. It's only the new growth that comes afterwards. So from the moment, the inception. Hello?
Hello. I'm not sure it's.